So we've got a really cool heads-up display for our score, but what about knowing what my health is? Because I only gave us one health. It's
Right.
pretty easy to keep track of one.
Yeah, no.
You're talking different things, take away different amounts of health. How do I keep track of that?
Yeah, so the easy way to do it would be the same concept, right? You create a health text and you set the text every time you update your health. We're
What's
gonna
the
do
cool way?
the yeah, we're gonna do a little cooler where we're gonna show a health bar.
Nice.
So this is a little tricky, but bear with me. So to do
I'm here, I'm
this,
bearing.
yeah, bear. So we're gonna have basically two objects, a red one and a green one. The red one's going to be underneath, the green one is going to be on top, and then shrink as the health shrinks so that you're showing red underneath.
Cool.
So I think we'll see as we start to do this what it looks like. So I'm going to go in and add a sprite, and I'll do the first one's going to be green health, insert, and any guesses what color that's going to be?
Purple.
Probably not purple. I'm going to go with green for now. I'm going to set this transparency up so we can see the color. Get a little darker green. I'm going to fill it and resize this to, let's say, 100 by, and let's keep that same 36. So 100 by 36.
Okay.
And we're using 100 because that's going to map up well with our health, which is
Which
100.
is 100.
So we
Yep.
can, yep.
Makes it easy.
Yep. So, all right, so that looks good. And then we want to come in and basically do the same thing. And let me change, let's see, let's change this origin really quickly to one
Again,
of the hotspots.
the bottom left.
Oh, yeah, bottom left, yep. So just like we've done before, so now it's going to fit in here. And then we want to make a copy of this, basically. So I'm going to right-click on the object over here on the right and do a clone. And it's going to create green health too. I'm going to rename that to red health.
Now, James, talk to us for a minute about the difference between cloning your object from your projects pane and just hitting Control and moving your mouse, or Control of C and Control V, just copying and pasting it from the layout.
So we're actually creating a new object here. When we're
Okay.
doing stuff within the layout where we're doing the control and drag off or the control C, control V, that's actually creating instances of that same object. So this is a whole new object.
Okay, great,
It
great.
just looks like that first object.
Awesome.
Good point. So with this red health, I obviously want to go in. It's the same size, but maybe change it to a red color.
Here's
Perfect.
purple.
Not purple, just red. Only red. So I've got it, and I just drug it out here onto my layout. And so I need to put this underneath this green one. So I could right-click and do a Z order. So even within a given layer, you can put stuff to the front or back. What I'm actually going to do is just right-click on the green one and do a Z order and send to top. So then I can drag this red one underneath, but it's still on top of that HUD banner.
Nice, nice.
So now we've got the green, we've got the red behind it, and now we have to make the green shrink a little bit. So every time we, let's see where we are, every time we subtract our health, we're going to go in and subtract that from the width of our health bars.
Nice. So we
Right?
already went ahead and made it 100 pixels long, right?
Which
So
is
we're
going
going
to
to take
map up.
It's going to map up
Yep.
perfectly. So we're just going to take the same amount off of our green bar, the
Right.
width, as we do when our character actually loses health.
Exactly. So if I go in and add action, I'm going to go into my green health, and this is after we've updated that health instance variable, and I'm going to set its width, set width, and I'm going to set it to the instance variable of our player. So to get to access that instance variable, I can type player, and I get some IntelliSense here. So select player. And then dot gives me all of his properties. So we have a health instance variable. So after we've subtracted the health, we're going to then set our width of that green bar to that instance variable. And that's close to being done, but it's going to look a little weird where when I lose some health,
When you lose some health, nothing happens.
and it looks like I'm still invincible. So notice nothing happened there, and going back and looking, we only did that for our spikes. So we actually want to do this for, let's drag this down, let's focus on the fly for now. And so every time we hit our fly, we should, let's try this again, we should lose 20 of our health. And this one's going to be easier to hit. Let me hit him. So that is going down.
Nice.
And
look at
that is actually
Street Fighter style bar.
Yeah, so pretty simple. And one thing we might want to do, so let's say that we let's say we get down to 20 health and then we hit the spikes and it's minus 50. One thing we might want to check before we do that subtraction is if our health is greater than the width of that bar currently.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not at all. All
right, so let's see. So when we hit the fly, we're going to subtract 20 from health.
Yep.
If health is not already greater than 20, if it's less than 20 or it equals 20, you know you're going to lose. So we don't even need to update the health display. We could just go ahead and lose the game.
Okay, great. So what happens when I lose a game? You're not a gamer, so I'll tell them what happens when I lose a game. We're faced with a very, very disappointing game over screen, and if you were an arcade kid like me, you had to put in another quarter.
There you go. Yep.
So is that what we're going to do?
We don't have a way to do quarters here just yet, but we will add some navigation screens.
We got to monetize, James.
We do need to figure out how to monetize. But all right, let's say this works for now. One thing I'm going to change is instead of subtracting from health when I hit those spikes, I'm going to delete that. And I'm going to do a system restart layout. So that's just going to restart the game. So if I hit those spikes, game
over. So spikes are the kills.
Yep.
Okay.